Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel on the base. We'll start, I just wanted to make one more ha'ara connected to yesterday's daf, and then we, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with five lines up from the Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan. So yesterday, the end of the Gemara spoke about the sugya of Mima'atin. The sugya of, as we know, the Mishnah tells us that in order for a hadas to be kosher, it has to have more leaves than berries, if they are red berries. And if there are too many red berries on it, you could take it off and fix it before Yontif. So we got into the whole sugya of Dichui. And then the Mishnah said, though, you're not allowed to be mamayided on Yontif, because that's tikkun. What if I did? What if it was avar v'liktan? So it's mashva, says the Gemara, it would be kosher. So the Gemara goes into machlokas, because Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon says that you are even allowed to be mamayit l'chatchila on Yantif. Says the Gemara, isn't that tikkun mana? So the Gemara answered, well, maybe you took the berries to eat. And Reb Eliezer, but Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon. Davar Shimon is kavin is mutter. Isn't that a psik reshe? Isn't that automatic of tikkun? So the Gemara answers, islay hoshana achrisi. He has another one. He has another hadas. And therefore what? Because you have another hadas, how does that make it not psik reshe? That is the question that we started to deal with in the Rishonim. How does the fact that there is another one make it not a psik reshe? So Rashi says on the third white line, Hilkach ein kantikun kli delo tzricha leila achshure velo dami ashtel psik reshe to hasim ikon etilati shamam yonavshach. Over there, by psik reshe, I cut off the head of the chicken and I vadai need it. That for sure is going to kill the animal. V'achal leka tikun kli. Here, it's not a tikun. Rashi doesn't explain it so much. He just said it's not called a tikun because you have another one. Problem is still, isn't it a tikun in this hadas? Right? So Rashi really doesn't explain fully exactly what he is driving at. Why isn't it a tikun kli? The aruch here, and the other Rishonim discuss it, famous sheet of the Aruch that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that holds psik reshe delo nichalei is mutter. This is one of the rayas that the Aruch brings. Again, major machlokas, Bali Tosfos all over. Whenever the sugya comes up, psik reshe delo nichalei we usually assume is an iser derabanan. Psik reshe, I'm not interested in the result of the psik reshe, but the Aruch holds it's mutter, and there are a couple of gemaras that seem to point in the direction of the Aruch. This is one of them. Right? Because it's Isle Yoshanach Risi, and therefore you are allowed to. What do you mean? Aren't you me misakein? No, if you have another hadas, you don't really care about it. Lo ichpas and lo nichale. We're not being mechalik between those two right now. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out a stira in Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, which seems to be a chilik between lo ichpas and lo nichale. But the Bir Halacha says, Lamaisa, we're not mechalik between them. But this is one of the rayas of the Aruch, Isle Yoshanach Risi, and that's why it is a psik reshe, but psik reshe to lo nichale is going to be mutter. The Rambam, though, is the final sheet. The Rambam, when he quotes this ukimta of the Gemara, he leaves out the line of Isle Hoshana Achrisi. That's the mystery that bothers the Mefarshim. The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav, in Perachas Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, Ein mema'atin osan b'yantif, lafishu kimisakein. You're not letting me take off the berries on yantif because it's like fixing. And of our velikton, if you took them off, oh, shelikton echad echad la'achila, or you took them off one by one to eat, hare ze kasher. Kasher, period, end of Rambam. Asks the Arsameach, asks the Nosei Kelim, but what do you mean? The Gemara says that it's a dafka dukimta. It's you eat Isle Hoshana Achrisi. If you took them to eat and you didn't have another Hoshana, you didn't have another Hadas, then it's still not going to be kosher. So why does the Rambam quote Isle Hoshana Achrisi? So the Arsameach develops the idea, which we've mentioned in our Psik Resha Shiurim in the past, and that is, there are two ways to understand how psik reshe works. Rabbi Chanan talks about this at the beginning of Ksubas. How does psik reshe work? If I don't have kavana for something to happen, I do act A, and maybe act B will not happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. It's mutter. And even if it happens, I don't break a karmen chatos. Because it was all onus. I wasn't expecting it to happen. So, is mutter. Psik reshe all the way jumps to, and it's a daraisa. How does that happen? I didn't have kavana. I only have kavana to open the fridge. I have no kavana to turn on the light. I only have kavana to drag a heavy bench. I don't have kavana to make a ditch, make a furrow. And yet it's also daraisa if it's psik reshe. So Rabbi Chanan explains in Suba Simen Yud Ches two understandings of psik reshe. Either it can mean, maybe the more pasha one is ki'ilu hiskaven. You didn't have kavana, but if it's vada going to happen, we substitute that kavana. It must be ki'ilu you had kavana because you know, it had to happen. You didn't know about it. You weren't thinking about it. But halacha says it's ke'ilu yad kavana. Right? We think it's not fair. It sometimes works to our benefit. Right? A similar concept. What about if we don't have kavana when we do a mitzvah? Mitzvah's ain't shrichas kavana. We still get the credit. Why do we get the credit? The old mitzvah's ain't shrichas kavana? Because we did it. So do we here. We did it. So ke'ilu is kavin. That's going to be an issa daraisa. That's one way to look at it. Or do I say, no. You didn't have kavana. You didn't have kavana. You can't say you had kavana if you didn't. But it's enough to connect the actions halachically. What's called siruf hamaisim. I have kavana for act A. Act B I did not have kavana for. But act A and act B are viewed as connected actions. And kavana for A is enough to mechayev you on act B. Ki'ilu, not ki'ilu is kavain. You only have kavana for A, but maisim mitzurafim. They're already combined, and therefore that is good enough. The context of Rabbi Chanan's chakira is not Hilchas Shabbos. It's about Hilchas Nazirus, while a Nazir brushing his hair with a comb. So if it's Vade going to cause hairs to be pulled out, that's Psikreshe, right? Even without Hilchas Shabbos. Kiva de Srika havi Psikreshe l'tlisha, nimsa de tlisha bichlal Srika. Tlisha is included. It's a larger definition of the act. Those are two understandings in Rabbi Chanan of Psikreshe, and there are many different nafkaminas between them. The Aruch might be one nafkamina. Lo nichalei. As long as there's lo nichalei, you can't say it's kilu is kavin. I didn't want it to happen. So therefore, that's what he says. The Aruch must hold option number two, that it's ki'ilu, you didn't have to have the kavana, but it's connected actions. Says the Ar Sameach on our Rambam, another nafkamina is as follows. What if and you have to know how to formulate this, act A doesn't always cause act B. Only in this situation it happened to cause act B. But it doesn't always cause act B. So is that psikreshe? For example, the Ar Sameach quotes the Machlokas Rishonim in Masechah Shabbos. There's a deer in my house. Somehow a deer got into my house. I want to go to take a walk on Shabbos with my wife. So what happens? I want to close the front door. Am I allowed to close the front door? It's the malach of tzad. So some Rishonim say, the Rashba says there, mutter is not psik reshe. It's not psik reshe. Why? Because closing the door does not mean trapping a deer. Says the Rashba, what do you mean it's not trapping the deer? Of course it's trapping the deer. You're trapping the deer. Explain the other Rishonim. Explain the Shiltiki Borim. Major machlokas. Some reason it's very emotional in that sugya. Some say, what are you talking about? It's sikreshes. This is our isa. Other Rishonim say it's mutter. How is that mutter? Because closing doors does not always entail trapping deer. And even if in a certain circumstance and case we say that it does include it, lamaisa, in this case they're connected, but in general it doesn't, therefore that's not called psikreshe. That type of approach only works with option two. Where you say it's connected maisim, but if it's not always connected maisim, so maybe you don't have to be misarif them. You're only misarif them if they're connected. You have to know exactly how to apply this. You might say, well, opening the refrigerator doesn't always entail turning on a light. It happens in this case, it entails turning on a light. So every psikreshe can be mechalik, right? Dragging a bench doesn't always. And then dragging a heavy bench on soft earth always entails. A little difficult. It's kind of working backwards. You know, once you have a case that's mutter, then you could explain it why it's mutter. But it's hard to describe it in the first place. But says the Ar Sameach, that's why the Rambam leaves out the Ukimta. Because Isle Hoshana Achrisi, because he could have another Hadas, that even if he doesn't have another Hadas, it's not Psik Reshe. Because the fact, Gemara just says Isle Hoshana Achrisi as a reflection that these actions aren't always together. Cutting off the berries and making it into your hadas for sukkis do not always go together. And that's why it's not psik reshe, even if you don't have another hadas. That's the chiddush of the Ar Sameach. Nira drabeinu azal taimei, shizkana shitasu behilchas yantef, tekal sheyachol lios hadavar, hamechuvan meito, bilo psik reshe, af ki avid aide psik reshe, gam kein shari. Even if in this circumstance it was psikreshi. He just gives one other example that we'll mention, and then we'll continue. And that is the Rashi in Maseches Vachim. Rashi talks about, the sugya there is, what if I am menadev a karban yayin? I promise to bring wine for the Mizbeach. Not I promise to bring wine for Nisach HaYayin. I promise to bring wine. That's my nedava, so I'm going to sprinkle, the coin's going to sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach. Is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara's Bechalik talks about big drops and little drops. There's an Issah D'oraisa, this week's Parsha. You're not allowed to put out the fire on the Mizbeach. So if I sprinkle wine on the fire, I'm making it go out a little bit. I don't have to put it all out to violate. Even if I minimize the fire on the Mizbeach. That's also Daraisa. Rashi there says, you could even do big drops. You could even do big drops. Ask the Achronim on Rashi, Tzadi Aleph, and Zvachim. Why are you allowed to do big drops? That's putting out the fire. The answer is because putting drops on the Mizbeach doesn't always entail putting out the fire. Like if you would do small drops. So that's why even if you do big drops, it is not called a psik reisha. That's the first example. L'cheki mizalfa agabi isha b'tipos gasos gamkein shari, says the Arsameach, and then he quotes Arshotek Yibarim, and then he quotes the Rambam. Those are the examples given, but that is the major discussion right here. Arsameach and Hilchas Lulav of Islay Hoshana Achrisi. Okay, we continue now 5 lines up from the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, Hutar Agdo B'yantif. What happens if my eged, I made an eged for the dalan midim, and it came out on yantif. Then, the Tana Kama, this shita says, that I am not allowed to rebind it. I have to bind it like I bind a group of vegetables, which means the end of it I just stick in. I don't make a tie. Don't make a tie. Pasha's why? Because of the problem of kshira. On Shabbos and Yontif, right? One of the malachas. V'yamai li'an ve'mi aniv. So just make a bow. What's the problem? You don't have to make a knot, just make a bow. So hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi, damar aniva kshir ma'al yasahi. No, like Rabbi Yehuda shita, which we had in Misach HaShabbos, that even a bow is ksirat kshira, and therefore you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif. So they go, it's Rabbi Yehuda. I Rabbi Yehuda, egen ma'al yasaboy. 1 minute, be manav shach. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one that holds. We had it yesterday also. Yesterday's Amud Aleph. Lulav tzarech eged. So if you say that, don't you need a real kshira? So aniva is not going to work. A bow is not enough. So you solved Hilchas Shabbos, but now you just caused problems for Hilchas Sukkah. So the Gemara answers, Hai Tana, Savar LaKavase B'chadu, Paligale B'chada. This opinion holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Hilchos Shabbos, but not like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Hilchos Sukkah. So a bow would be good enough, and therefore solves the problem for Hilchas Shabbos. Aniva is not a kesher, even if you would say it's a, right, even though Rabbi Yehuda says Aniva is a kesher on Shabbos, but here it is okay. You could just put an, go back, right, the opposite. Right, so that you don't do a bow, you just stick it in because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Shabbos, and that's why you cannot even do an Aniva, you have to just stick it in, but for Hilchas Sukkah, he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you would not need a bona fide kesher for Rabbi Yehuda li'ikuva. What about according to the Rabbanan? According to what we paskin, lulav tzarech eged l'chatchila, what kind of kesher does one require? Rashi right here. This is a machlokas we've shown him. Rashi holds that for lulav tzarech eged, at least on a lechatchila level, you need a real kesher shel kayama. Just like the Gemara assumes for Rabbi Yehuda b'di'eved, who we don't paskin like, at least we need it for the Rabbanan lechatchila. Says the Gemara, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Shaminan mehacha, de be'inan belulav kesher gamur. You need a real kesher. This is also the sheet of the Mordechai. So there's the sheet of Rashi and the Mordechai, that you need a real kesher to bind the three minim together. The yikshar shnei rashi again. V'ha'ogdan ka'agudu shal yarek. If you just tie something around and stick it in the inside, la'vegedu. V'afilu l'rabbanon to pligalei Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to the Rabbanon, who say that lulav tzarech eged is only a din l'chatchila, modo de mitzvah la'agdu, as we had earlier, zekeli me'anveyu. It's the shita of the Rabbanon. That's the shita of Rashi and the Mordechai. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what is the Shulchan Aruch? Paskin, the beginning of Simin Tav Reish Nun Aleph. We're going to spend a lot of time today. Simin Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Netilas Lulav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs arba aminim, sheyito kol echad lulav echad ushtei aravot sosh adasim v'chulu, u'b'mitzvah la'ogdam b'kesher gamur. It's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah de b'kesher gamur. Look what he says. Braisa lamed gimel ukerabanon v'sham b'gemara. That's the Be'er Agola. Dehainu shneik sharim ze al ze mishum noi. L'chatchila, to make it a real kesher. V'yachal la'ogdam b'min acher. K'yuzim b'min acher. Me'ikir hadin mi'min... So, do we have, what do what most of us do? We use the lulav and we just use the kushalach, however you say it, right? And is that a yotzei l'chatchila according to the Rabban, according to the Shulchan Aruch? So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Sefer Agur Ba'Halcha. The most famous Agur Ba'Halcha. We're going to make it famous right now. He calls the ayin b'tshuva agura ba'alcha. I don't know who that is. I will live in your tents. Shemitzadeit. Shema shenogin ha'olam. Shelo lasos kesher. La osin min ale lulav. Kemin beis yad. Like a holder. V'tochavin ha'lulav bo. You stick the lulav in it. Gam ze bechval kesher. That's good enough. And that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Of Klal Yisrael, to put it in there. Ah, you might see some people who are machmir not to use those holders, just put it on and you stick it around. But it's still probably not a kesher kayam. Oh, you're going to tie the pieces of lulav in a double knot? Nobody does that. They just stick it through and they slide it and then they stick it on the inside. So minhag olam. So minhag olam relies on the sefer Agur Baholcha, quoting the Mishnah Berurah here, Simen Tafresh Nun Aleph, that is considered enough for a kesher to be yotzei the Shulchan Aruch. So the ring, how tight does it have to be? The rings. So again, so at least should be considered together. Shouldn't be falling out. But again, b'di'evet, everything's okay. You don't need right? Even no kesher. The question is, what is Yosef l'chachila here? So that is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Sefer Agura be'ahalecha. Okay. So that is, but it's important. The Rashi and the Mordechai would probably say, I don't know, sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rashi and the Mordechai, and we say it's Yosef even with this. I don't know, maybe Rashi himself would say, you know, need something even stronger, a real kesher. Either way, that's what the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we are up to Aravos. So keep in mind, Daf Chav Tesam Abayz, the Perek was Lulav. Yesterday, Lamed Bezim Abayz was Hadas. Now we're up to Arava. The next Daf, the end of today's Daf, is Esrog, all four. So Arava, as we know, the Midrashim talk about the Dalet Minim, symbolize the four types of Jews, and Arava is the one without tam and without reyach. Right? It doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a taste. So Arava Gezula, the Yevesha Psula, a stolen or dried out Arava is pasul, as we have said. Rashi says, Psula Lilulav. It's pasul for Lulav, Dilachem Akulhukai. Because lochem, when it says lochachtem lochem, is going on all the dalaminim. What's Rashi driving at? That it's psula lulula. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll come back. Niktam rosha, if the top of the arava is chopped off. Nifritsu aleha, if its leaves are separated. Vatzafzafa, tzafzafa is a different type of growth, which with the Gemara we'll talk about. Psula, that's also possible. Kamusha, if it is just withered, which happens many times to our Aravos. That's the one min that over Pesach we usually have to switch. Vishenashru mixas aleh, or some of its leaves have fallen off. Vishel ba'al. Shel ba'al means it does not live next to a nachal, even though it's called Arvi Nachal in the Torah. Ba'al meaning it has to be irrigated, or for the rain from Hashem. Kshera, so then it is still kosher. It doesn't literally have to be Arvi Nachal. A couple of points on this Mishnah, the Kapos Tamarim. I don't know if we mentioned the Kapos Tamarim yet. The Kapos Tamarim here, last time we had the Kapos Tamarim was in the end of Yuma. This one Sefer, the Rav Chabib, right, has a Sefer on three Prakim and Shas. On the last Perek in Yuma, right, Yuma Kippur, Masr Bathila, and on the last Perek of Rosh Hashanah, Yontif Rosh Hashanah Shcholias Peshabbos, and on the third Perek of Sukkah, Lulav HaGazel. That's the Sefer, because those are three of the meaty Prakim in this area of Shas. So that's what he has written on. So there in the Kapos Tamarim, he quotes, what is Rashi driving at? Over here, two paragraphs in a row. Lachem, psula lulat lachem akulukai. He says, you know what it's referring to? What we're about to have in the Gemara. Arava, we know, is not just used on Sukkahs for a lulav. It's also used in the Beis HaMikdash for what we call Hoshana Rabbah. Right? Hoshana is to walk around the Mizbeach. So there's a mitzvah arava for Hoshana also. That's what Rashi's emphasizing. Rashi says a psula, lulav. For the lulav, that's when these psulim are a problem, guzzel and yavish, because you need lachem. But those aren't problematic for the arava that would be required in the Beis HaMikdash. The hacha itzra Rashi lefarish kain, shelo tomar, the mashakasav arava gzula vivesha pasul koi gam ahoshana de mikdash, sheyuzok finosa besidiyam esbeach b'chol yom, tibahi lo pasla mishem gazel. That's not a problem of gazel. Vizeo shama Rashi psula lulu of klomar, aval arava de mikdash, u de gvulin, shemisham mirag nevi'im lo paslina la mishem gazel. Da arava midi de lo kapti inshihu. Because people aren't so mocked about a rava. To who Elon de Ainbo lo peros velo reach. As we said, umidi de lo kapti ain kan gezel. People, you lose, steal my rava, fine. I'll get more aravas. My lulav. My ezra mi adas, that's much harder to get. People are more makbid. But Arava, they're not, and that's why he says people aren't makbid, and therefore it is not a problem for the Hoshana Shebe Mikdash. And then he says, even Lulav, you should be makshir, me'ikar adin barava gzula. Elexer is a kasav l'posla. Because that's what Rashi is saying, lachem akul hu kai. That is the first paragraph. In the very next paragraph, he also says, did I skip a line in the Mishnah? I think I did. Shalashir shil nidachas psula. I don't know if I read that. But lashir nidachas is also puzzle. So, Rashi on that line. Why is that puzzle? Tekiva de lasrefa kai kitusei mechta shiure. Because, as the Gemara said earlier, because it's destined to be burned, so it doesn't have a shear. It's as if it's ground up. So again, what is Rashi emphasizing there? He says maybe just the opposite. Rashi there is saying that's a more inclusive psul than the earlier ones. The first Rashi says it's pasul lulav because you need lachem. But then the next line, kituzei mechta shiure, period, is pasul. So maybe Rashi is saying even for the Hoshana Shebe Mikdash. So it's considered not there. Yearly debalder mos lanu. Tekiva the time ahavi mishim tekituzei mechta shiure yamkein gaba Hoshana. That's also a problem. So the two Rashis, he says, should be read one in light of the other one. The first Rashi is limiting, and the second Rashi is including. That is the Rashis, the Kapos Tamarim's Ha'ara. There's the other point on the Gemara, on the Mishnah, is our Mishnah says, if the top of the Arava is chopped off, so that is kosher, that is psula. Just like the other ones, just like Lulav, Nektam Rosho, just like Hadas, Nektam Rosho, just like the others. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Arava Shenektam Rosha Kshera. Rambam Paskins against our Mishnah. Arava Shenektam Rosha Kshera, says the Ravid. Derech Echad Lahadasu La'arava. I know what the Rambam's talking about. There's no difference between Hadasam and Aravas. Nektam Rosha, says the Ravid. Says the Magid Mishnah. The Sofer Rabbeinu, Shekishem Shenitcha Psul Ketima Sahadas Vehidra Rabbi Tarfon, Kamosha Kazavi Lamala. What we're going to have Hashem later on today's daf, we're going to see there's really a machlokas Tanaim about Hadasim and the top of Hadasim being cut off. The Rambam says, well, once we have that discussion by Hadasim, I'm going to apply it to Arava too, even though there is no explicit discussion in the Gemara about Aravas. But once we say that Katam is okay to be cut off for Hadasim, so too for Aravos. That's what the Magen Mishnah how explains the Rambam. But he says, Aval e nira came in halachos. I don't think the Rif agrees with this. Usually the Rambam and the Rif are together. I don't think they do it because the Rif just quotes our Mishnah, Kipshuto. Right, Arava Nektam Roshes Psula V'zeh Das Arambanzal L'chalek Beinayim V'nasan Tamudavar. Beautiful, and he says, and there's a big difference. Hadasim only might have this heter of getting cut off on top, still being kosher. Why? And he says it makes sense. When we have our hadasim, the leaves of the hadasim are braided on, and they're kind of lean up against the branch. So if you look at a hadas, sometimes you can't tell if the top is cut off; it's covered up. So it still looks hadar, and it's okay even if the top is nektam. And arava, you got the leaves don't cover the top, and therefore that's going to be a problem, right? The b'pnei hadas, it's also a raya that we have the same hadas and arava that they had, right? It's like the same description. The hadas b'pnei hadas kol hadro ba'avuso sha'alav chofines eitzo ve'ein ketimas harosh nikeresbo aval b'shar haminim ketimas harosh nikeresbo'en upogemes b'hadron. Right, that's the Magen Mishnah right here in Hilchas Lulav. So Bidi Eved, Nektam Rosha Bayahadas, even the other Rishonim agrees okay. We'll see that in the Shulchan Aruch soon. Let's continue though. Tad Rabbanan says the Gemara Arvei Nachal, Arevos are called willows of the river. Hagadel and Alanachal that grow on the river. Davar Acher, Arvei Nachal, Sha'alesh Shala Mashukanachal, or a different description, its leaves are what we would call oval. They're not round, they're oval. They're a little pulled like a riverbed is pulled and going down. Tanya Idach, Arvei Nachal, Ein Liel Arvei Nachal. I only know it literally has to be grown next to a river. Shel ba'al v'shel harminayin. How do I know that it's not ma'akev, even if it grows not near a river? Shel ba'al, a karka that it uses rain, but it doesn't grow near the river. Shel ba'al v'shel harminayin. I mentioned earlier, it's only irrigation if it doesn't rain. Tamalom ha'arvi nachal mikol makom. Arvi nachal included mikol makom. So it doesn't even have to be connected. Interesting machlokas. There's a machlokas elsewhere. Does nachal in the Torah always mean where there's water? Nowadays, if we say we're going on a teal, we're going to Nachal whatever, most Nechalim that we're going on a teal don't have water. We call it Nachal blank because it used to have water. But even on a Din D'Oraisa, I'll give you one example. It says, by Egla Arufa, right, we have to bring it down to a Nachal by to do the process of Egla Arufa. So what does that mean in that context? Right, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, we have to bring it down to Nachal Eson. If you look at the Rambam says you have to bring it down to a raging river. You have to find a Nachal with Mayim Shotef. That's the language of the Rambam in Nichlas Rotzeach, where he talks about Egla Arufa. You ever catch Rashi? Right, those are from Avraham Sedra, right? If we don't catch this Rashi, El Nachal Eson, Kasheh, Shalo Ne'evad. Rashi doesn't say a word about water. In the Nachal Eson, it means a hard bed with a stone. That's Nachal Eson. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch is mayor on this. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What does Nachal Eson mean in the context of Egla Rufa? So one could say even here, right? Arve Nachal. What did the Gemara just say? It doesn't have to be Arve Nachal. It has to be Aravin that, you know, sometimes growing a Nachal, but Lav Dafka, it just has to be that min. Good. Abishal Omer. Here's a different drusha for Arve, not including, even if it doesn't grow by a Nachal. Arve Shtayim. Achas lulav, achas lemikdash. Arve means including two aravos. One lulav and one for on the seventh day of Sukkot, when they walked around the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the allusion in the Pasuk. Arve. V'rabbanan lemikdash minalahu. The Rabbanan who say Arve includes even non-Arve nachal. Literally, what are they, how do they know the arava for the Hoshana Rabbah? Hilchasa gemiri lahu. They know it from Pashas. What does this mean? Halacha lavoshi misinai. Hilchasa gemiri lahu. Damar vasi and Rabbi Yochanan. Eser netios arava v'nisach amayin. Halacha lavoshi misinai. These three. Halacha lavoshi misinai. What are these three? Eser netios. Eser netios is in Yoni Shmita. We're getting into. We know the halacha is on a daraisa level. One is not allowed to work the land during Shemitah, all the different details. On a Durabana level, the first two prakim in Meseches Shvius discussed is a concept called Tosefes Shvius. That you're not allowed to be, you have a mitzvah to be Mosif on Shvius a couple of months earlier, or a month earlier, and the Chachamim even expanded it. The Gemara though says, in Rosh Hashanah, on Daftes, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Tosefes is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. But Bizman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there is no longer a din of Tosefes Shvius. Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Bitlu Es Adin Tosefes Shvius. The Gemara also says a Moed Katan, and that's the Rambam. The Cholat Rama Eilu Bizman HaMikdash Kamosha Amarnu. Avo Bizman Hazeh Mutarim Bavodes Haaretz Ad Rosh Hashanah. Right, that is the lashon of the Rambam. The question is, though, there is another Gemara. There's another Gemara that talks about planting new trees a couple of weeks before Shemitah. So the question is, why is that? Some Rishonim say maybe that's a throwback to Tosefes Shvius. Other Rishonim don't. Other Rishonim say, no, that just means if you plant something in close proximity, a new growth to Shemitah, that is going to take root during Shemitah. It's like planting during Shemitah. Tosefes and also Tosefes Bezana Zeh. It's just that if you plant it so close, it's going to be considered as if you are planting during Shemitah. That's Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud. So that is, again, a big sugya of Tosefes, but Hashem, we'll have to talk about that next year. Next year is the Shemitah year. But that's Eser Netios. Eser Netios is where I planted 10 little saplings that really need watering before Shemitah, or else they're going to die. So part of the Rabbanan said that you, if they're planted in a certain proximity of each other, instead of just watering under them, I could water the entire field. Rashi goes through the details, how far away from each other they are, but that's Eser Netios. That's part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Number one, Arava. Arava is the mitzvah to walk around the base of Mikdash. Nowhere in the Torah does it say it, according to this Manda Amar. And Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, Machlokes, where the Nisach HaMayim is alluded to in the Torah, or at the beginning of Tainus, Mem Yud Mem, in the extra letters in Pinchas, or it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Either way, these three were said in the base letters together. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabosai, Hashkacha Pratis, today is Zayin Adar, Baruch Hashem, B'Schus Moshe Rabbeinu, we talk about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai today. How many Dafim and Shas mention Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Not so many. Baruch Hashem, Zayin Adar, we get to mention it, B'Schus Moshe Rabbeinu. Heard recently also, it's fascinating that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe credit for the Torah. What does it say at the end of Navi? Malachi? Hashem says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. It doesn't just say remember the Torah. Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Torah Torahs Moshe. It's amazing. Just keep, remember to keep the Torah. So in the Torah, you're not going to have a lashon like that because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Right? It was hard enough to get him to write Vayikra, the little aleph. But to write, you know, Torahs Moshe Avdi, you're not going to have that in the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Malachi, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the, right, one of the animamins, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Pirush Mamukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Torah goes through the prism and was given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that's the three Halacha Moshe Misinai that are all learned together. Okay, there's a lot there talking about Nisach HaMayim, but for now we'll continue. Tana Rabbanon, Arvei Nachal HaGadelos Al HaNachal. Arvei Nachal that grow next to the river, Prat, Letzaf Tzafa Gadela Ben Aharim, except excluding this other type of growth, the safsafa, that might look like an arava, but it's not an arava, which grows bein ha'arim amongst the mountains. Omer Abzera Mikra, where does a pasuk allude to this fact, that the water might play a role in terms of defining the min, even though we just said, lamaisa, you don't need it to be near the water. Mikra, kach al mayim rabim, safsafa samo. What does that mean? Rashi explains this in the Tochacha there in Yechezkel. Hashem says, take a Mayim Rabim. I wanted it. A shoot from Mayim Rabim. Tzaf Tzafa, someone. They gave me a willow. They placed a willow. I wanted something on Mayim Rabim. And they set up a Tzaf Tzafa instead. Right? That's not what I wanted. So you see, Tzaf Tzafa is excluded. Armale Abaya, Vadimli Purushikam Afarej. Rabbi says, 1 second, maybe it's explaining. Kach a Mayim Rabim, Umayni Tzaf Tzafa. So Gemara said, no. Imkein, my Samu. Samu is they placed. Right, that's a verb in the middle of the phrase. It can't be that it is explaining. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Sheyu Yisrael Lefanai Kekach Al Mayim Rabim. I said, Hashem Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael should be in front of me like a shoot from Mayim Rabim near a lot of water. My Neo Arava. That's what I was looking for. Fame Samu Asman Kitzafsva Shebaharim, and they gave me. They placed like a Tzafsva Shebaharim. Right, one could say that this means. Right, they went away from the water in Mayim El Torah. Right, they thought that they could be independent and they don't need the Torah to live by. That's what they said. The Ben Yoyada here is another pshat. They thought that what's Harim? Right, we know this from Tehillim. Esainai El Harim, Esainai El Hehorim. Right, to the parents. Right, so they, that's the Medrash. Right, so that the Esa, he says, they thought, I said, Kach Apnei Mayim, do it yourself. Get the water, get the Torah, do it yourself. And they said, Tzafzafa Shebahar. No, we can rely on our parents. Right? Whatever our parents achieve for us, that's good enough for us. Sheyu, b'sat ha-sheyu ru'uyin l'tov mitzat z'chus ha-Torah, sh'negris mayim. Fame samu ha-asman kitzafzafa shemina harim. Sh'losko b'torah ka-ra'uy, v'ak ru'uyin l'tov b'z'chus ha-abos, sh'negra harim. Right? The mountains, right? Bilam said that also. Right? That, he looks to the mountains and the z'chus of Am Yisrael. That's the Ben Yoyada here, that I wanted them to get it themselves, and they just stood back, and they yarshin the Torah, right? Even though what it says in Pirkei Avos is not to do that. Some say it's a brisa. Kachal mayim rabim tzafzafa shemo. Samu. Maskev lom reb zera v'dilmo k'brusha kamafarish. Kachal mayim rabim mayniyu tzafzafa. Imkein may samu. Okay, not just a statement from Rabbi Avo, but it was a brisa which reb zera commented on. Am Rabbi Avo, am Rekadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amar diju yisok lefanei kachal mayim rabim v'mayniyu arava. V'yitzamu asman k'tzafzafa shebaharim. So you see, tzafzafa is not an arava. Period. Tana Rabbanan, how do you know the difference? Ezeo Arava Vezeo Tzafsafa, Arava Karnashala Adom. The stalk of it is red. If you ever, anybody, I remember years ago, being a teenager, I did the Dalin Minim. Sometimes when you pick Aravas, you pick it, your hand gets all red. Depending where. I remember there was one time, it was mamish red, because there's next to the stalks. Karnashala Adom, Ve'alashala Mashuch, and its leaf is Mashuch, oval, Upiya Chalak. And if the sides of the leaves are smooth, tzafzafa koneshala lavan va'alashala agul, it's a circle, upia domalamagal, and it has sharp edges on its leaf. V'hatanya domalamagal kasha domalamaser pasol. What do you mean? So if it's doma to a magal, like a sharp tool, but the brisa says if it's like the edges of a magal, it's kosher because they all go in the same direction. Only doma to a masar, a soa, with the points are facing in opposite directions, it's pasol. So Rabbi, Kitanya hi bechil fagila. No, only the chil fagila, that's the type of arava that's kosher, which is domil magal. But other aravos need piachalak, and if it's not piachalak, smooth, then it's going to be pasul. Amar Rabbi Yishma Mina, hi chil fagila, kosher loshana. So you see from here, the chil fagila, just like it's good for it's considered a good arava, so you can use it for your Hoshana. You could use it for your mitzvah on Sukkot. Pshita, we just said that. Now you might say, because it has an accompanying name, it's not called an arava. Kamash malon is good enough to be an arava. Why not? Maybe an achinami cannot have an accompanying name. Like we said earlier, arve is an inclusive lashon. It includes aravas not growing near a river, and also includes this one. Period. Amar Rav Chisda. Hani tlas mili ishtani shmayu micher abaisa migdash. The following three items, names changed after the Churban. And now it's called the opposite. Chalafta aravta, aravta chalafta. Number one, chalafta is a tzafsafa. So whatever used to be called tzafsafa is not called an arava, v'chulu. My nafkamina l'luvav. Nafkamina is for luvav. So whatever is called chalafta today, that's a good arava. Shipura, chatzotzrasa, chatzotzrasa, shipura. A trumpet and a shofar. Those names changed. My nafkamina l'shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Nowadays, you can take a chatzotzrasa. Period. Patorta, patora, patora, patorta. A big table, a small table. Right? One's a big, one's a small one. And they change. L'may nafkamina, l'mekach u'memkar. Right? For today, whatever used to be a big table is now called a small table. The Garach Laner, if you're going to look in there, talks about the symbolism of these three items that changed after the Churban. The Shulchan is obviously symbolizes Parnasa, and one of them symbolizes Torah, one of them symbolizes Achdus, and so he said that's what changed after the Churban Abayis. Okay, we're not going to read it now, but that's the Aruch Laner, the symbol of these three. Amar Abaya, Afani Omer, Abaya says, I have one more. Bekasi Huvlila, Huvlila Bekasi. An animal, a cow, has a couple of different stomachs. Right, so these are two different types of stomachs. They're referred to different ways now. L'may nafkamina, l'machad, animsa, bovi besakosos. Nafkamina is for a needle that's found inside the thickness of the skin. Sometimes there are some, from Hilchas Maseches Chulin, some trefos, if there's a needle found inside, it's such a thick outside, it's not called a trefef, because if it went in one side, it's not considered to have gone through the other side. But other stomachs have a very thin border, and therefore, if it goes in, if possible, it trafes up. So that's the nafkamina. Now, b'sman hazeh, the names are changed. Amar Rava bar Yosef, afani omer, one more. Bavel bursif, bursif bavel. L'may nafkamina, l'gite nashim. L'gite nashim, we know for the first sugi in Meseches Gittin, that if you bring a get from bavel, it is similar to bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, for all the different reasons given in the Gemara. But b'sman hazeh, Bursif is what you don't have to worry about, and Bavel, you do have to worry about. Okay, Adkan, a little tangent. Now we get back to hardcore Hilchas Lulav. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, before we get to Halachas of Esrog, first we talk a little bit about the Hadassim and the Aravos. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shlosha Hadassim, Mishtei Aravos, Lulav Echad, VeEsrog Echad. That is what we have. Right? 3, 2, 1, and 1. Afilu shnayim ketumim vechareno katum. Rashi says this is going on the hadasim. Right? Even if you have two that are cut and one that is not cut, as long as you have one that's not cut, it's okay. So you need three hadasim, but one uncut on top. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, afilu shloshtan ketumim. Even if all three are cut. Right? And this was the extension of the Rambam. The Rabbah must have understood, once you say this about Hadassim, you can even say it about Aravas, and the other Rishonim say, no, Hadassim are different. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem, Shelulav Echad Ve'esrog Echad, Kachadas Achad, Va'arava Achas. 1, 1, 1, and 1. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, creates Hadar Echad, right, creates Hadar, one fruit, Kapas Tamarim Echad, but it's spelled Kapas, Anaf Eitz Avos Shlosha, Anaf Eitz Avos, Arve Nochal, Shtayim. That's again the Tanakama. You need a group of hadasim, and as long as one of them is not cut on top, it is kosher. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Shlosha, Afilu Shlosha and Ketumim, and even all of them. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kishem Shelulav Echad Esrog Echad Kachadas Echad VeArava Echad Achas. Omer Lo, or Lo is taken out according to some. Rabbi Eliezer Yocho Yehi Esrog Imohen Ba'Aguda Achad Achas. You might think you put the Esrog in there too. Somebody asked this last week. Maybe you should put the esrog in amar tzvachi nomar pre eitz hadar vikapos tamarim v'lo lo namar ela kapas semicolon. It says pre eitz hadar kapos tamarim vi, right. It says it has the vav by number 3 and number 4. That's how you know the esrog is separate. What happens if I did put the esrog in? Does it ruin it? What if I put the esrog into my aguda? So the Shaar HaTzion discusses this. In Taf Reish Nun Aleph Tes Zayin. The Shaar HaTzion says, Ulafize emhaya baguda achat afilu bidi eved lo yatsa lahataz. Uladina gambazet sarach iyun. So kaimalan luv ain't sarach eged. Vahailuchudikai. He's not sure about it. He's not sure. He says, according to the Taz, it sounds like it would passel if it's the Esrog is in, but I'm not so sure because you don't need the eged at all. So dalmehacha, pretend the eged is not here, and then you wouldn't need it at all. So it's not 100% clear whether if you would put it all in. But important, Tosfos here says this is the minimum number of minim. Tosfos says in Tiber Maskel Arve, Afilu nosein kama hadasim, the kama aravos belulav, ein ze baltosif. No baltosif by adding on hadasim and aravos. Afilu leman damar tsarech eged, el imkein mosif minacher. Right, this is again the big sugya of baltosif. Tosfos says if you add on hadasim and aravos, not a problem. Remember the Rambam's lashon? You can add on hadasim. Doesn't mention it about aravos. So even though, ironically, he learns arava from hadas for nektam rosho, he does not quote the hosafa of hadasim and aravos, only by hadasim. There's something unique about hadasim, at least in the Gemara. Good. So that is the hosafa adding on. There's also a lashon of a ritva, not here, but in Erevin, that anything you add on for noy is not called baltosif. You look in the Shulchan Aruch. What did the Shulchan Aruch say about adding on? Right, most of Am Yisrael do not add on. They have 3, 2, 1, and 1. There are those, some in Hagim, that some circles they add on. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Simin Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Lo Yosef Min Acher Al Arba'as Haminim Mishim Baltosif. Fine, you can't add on a different min. Lo Yito Yoser Mi Lulav Echad VeEsrog Echad. Lulav and Esrog only one. Aval Aba'arava VaHadas Mosif Bakom HaShiYirtze. Language of the Shulchan Aruch. You can add on. V'yesh misha posel. This was the Ritva we quoted last week. V'yesh misha posel. Lahaniya hadas shote balulav nosav ashlosha badin avos. Some people put not so great hadasim in, so they put other ones to like make the other ones not so noticeable. That you shouldn't do, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh batirin, and some are matir. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ha medaktikim, those that are medaktik, eina mosifim al shtei aravos v'shlosha hadasim avos. Those that are medaktik do exactly what Chazal say. Three perfect hadasim, two aravos, one and one. That is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why the minhag of Klal Yisrael generally is not to add on. Let's continue. Uminayin shemakvin zedzeh, and how do I know that all dalaminim are ma'akev each other? Tama lomar ulakachtem shetehei lekicha tama. How do I know they're ma'akev each other? It says lekachtem, and we darshin lekicha tama. What does it mean ma'akvin zedzeh in this context? Rashi says, im chaser achas me'arba'atan ein hashlosha mitzvah. If you don't have one of them, then the other three are not a mitzvah. That's Rashi. Sounds like from Rashi, the only limit is you gotta have all four. Are you allowed to pick up the Dalin Minim one after another? According to the Rabbanan, Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, Meikar Adin. Do I have to pick them all up at once? Or can I pick them up one after another? Maybe that's what Ma'akvin Zedzem means. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi just says you have to have them all there. Tosfos in Shetehei. Pirish Bahalachas Gedolos. Fifth line of Tosfos. Ein ma'akvin, delo tema ademagvelu hu bahadi hadadi, ela imag bakalchad bachad lechudei, shaperdami. Says the Bahag, that's what the Gemara means. Lekicha tama, you might think they're ma'akvin zed, ein ma'akvin zed zed means they're not ma'akev and you don't have to pick them up all at once. The kaima luv ein sarach eged, that's what he says it means. And therefore, tamalomar, they are ma'akev. So you would have to. So says the Tosfos, v'dvar tema hu lomar kein. Right, dvar tema, what's the havamina? Dekiva dekula mitzvah achas hech yo'ilu b'zeh achar zeh. What do you mean b'zeh achar zeh? V'Rabbeinu Tam higi b'sifro. Rabbeinu Tam changed his girsa in the Gemara. Lo shano dama akvin mishum tama ela she'en lo. Avol yesh lo tama hu afapi shlo chibro ba'agdo. Right, even though you didn't wear a mechaberit. Big discussion in the Rishonim here. Can you take them one after another? That's the question. What do we paskin? Again, we take them all at once. Or, at least while they're still in our hands, we pick up the esrog. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Arba minim alalu ma'akvin zezeh. Shem chaser lo echan mehem, lo yivarech al ashar. If I only have three minim, I don't make a bracha. Avol notzlan lezecha ba'alma. You could take something, lezecha ba'alma, the three that you have, just that, but you can't make a bracha on that. V'im hoyu arba'atan mitzuyin etzlo. And if they're all there, unatalam echad echad, yatsa. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you took them one after another, picked them up, that is still, you are still yotze. Why? Mr. Brewer says, de eged shanu osim balulu v'rakla mitzvah ba'alma v'lo li'ikuvah. It's a mitzvah of Amas, not a li'ikuvah. V'achash binan yoser rabusa. And now the Shulchan Aruch say, not only do you not need an eged, even if you don't take a basachas, but you take a bezachar zeh, also yatsa. Sharat siyun, la'afuke midas rabbeinu tam. To sover de lo yatsa bazeh. Going against rabbeinu tam. Right, that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, ubavashi yukulam lefanav. They all have to be in front of you. But you don't have to pick them up all at once, but you should have them. You should have them together. There's another comment to make. Let's just get up to the Mishnah first. And then I'll end up with a comment. For Rabbi Yishmael. What about Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael Shita, who says, you need three hadasim, but only one non-cut. Mimanavshach, what's his svara? Ish lemin boi li boi namikulu. If you need shalem, so you should need all of them uncut. Vilo boi shlemin afilu chanamilo. What's his middle sheet of three and one? Amar Beyira, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chazab Rabbi Shmuel. You're right, he was Chozer Bo. And he says you only have to bring one, but it can't be cut. It can't be cut. That's how Rashi understands the Chazar of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Karebi Tarfon. The Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and Tach, Resh, Mem, Vav, Sif, Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says there, again, you learn this Masechta, you got to learn the Lamtas, you got to learn Halacha Lamaisa. Said the Shulchan Aruch, and the Siman about Hadas, Tafresh Membav, Hadas Shnektem Rosho, Kasher. That's it, first line. First line, we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. If it's Nektem Rosho, it is still Kasher. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Like Rabbi Tarfon. Lechat Chilo, we shouldn't have it. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. So, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Vaza Shmuel Taimei, Domelu Shmuel. This goes according to this reading. Shmuel once told the Hanu Demizavni Asa. Shmuel once told the Hadas sellers who were jacking up the price, Ashvu Vizvinu, make the price lower and sell. Vilo, and if not, Darish no Luchuk Rabbi Tarfon. I'm gonna tell you like Rabbi Tarfon. My time, so why did he threaten like this? Is he just trying to say a kula, but he himself doesn't really hold of this threat? So mention Rabbi Akiva who says one of everything. That's even more lakula. So it must be that he also like Rabbi Tarfon, that's why he only says Rabbi Tarfon, three but uncut. So the Gemara says, no raya. It could be tlasa kitume shrichi chad velokat and lo shriach. It could be easier to find three cut ones than one non-cut one. So there's no raya exactly what he held from Shmuel, from that story, but either way, that is what the Gemara paskins in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Just to end off with one amazing story, and that is, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef here is Simin Tafresh Nun Aleph. Might have mentioned this in the past also. We said the esrog is not in the eged, right? You got the three and the one. But the Shulchan Aruch says, as we mentioned already, the three in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, but you should hold them together. Should hold them together, even though the esrog is not in the eged, and it's in your other hand. Says the Beis Yosef, Im tzarech lechaber ha'esrog lolua b'shasa niyanua, ulananeh shneyam yachad, o im einu menaneh el agudas alubav lamad. V'yad smolo she'esrog batiyo medes pimkoma. So you have to shake the esrog also. Dover zeh lo nisba'er b'gemara v'lo b'divri ha'poskim. Nowhere in Shas, all it says is lulav b'yamin v'esrog b'smol. And the esrog is not in the aguda with. But you have to hold them together? Not clear. Aval ha'rebi menachem mirakinat. Rakinati, a Kabbalistic sefer on Parshas Emor, writes, Sorech lismocha esrogim sharaminim, shalola freedom in a binyan. Visod zed nigla elai bachalom. I had a dream about this, leil yantav rishon shel chag asukis. Behis achzein etzli chassid echad ashkenazi. There was one chassid next to me. Shemo harav rav yitzchak. Reisi bachalom. Shahaya kosev. I saw he was in my dream, and I saw he was writing Shem Hashem, and it said, Yud, Hey, v'haya marcheka hey achronim in ashalosh osias arishonos. He wrote Yud Kei Vav, and then the hey was all the way on the other side. V'yamarti lo, maze asisa. And I said to him, what are you doing? V'heishiv kachnogim im komenu. That's what they do in my place. They write the Shem Hashem like this. V'ani machisi bo, I screamed at him. V'kasafti oso shalim. And I wrote it whole. And I woke up. V'eshtomeim in alamare, v'eini maven. I didn't know what I was talking about. The next day in shul, I see he's shaking his lulav, the three on one side and the esrog on the other side, and he wasn't putting it together. And I said, that was my dream. That was my dream.
Hod v'hadar lefanav, kapus tmarim zekadosh baruch hu, tzadik katamar yifrach, anan tzev itzavot zekadosh baruch hu, v'omi ben adasim, v'arvei nachal zekadosh baruch hu.
Right, it's all related to Shem Hashem. Teresh ha'kol ha'minim ha'elu romzim b'shem yisbarach. So you can't separate it, just like the Shem Hashem. It's al-pi Kabbalah. Al-pi Kabbalah, we put the esrog next to the lulav when we shake it. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue about esrog on tomorrow's daf.